to Americana with your hosts,
Benzie and Wilkes.
Thanks for tuning in. Welcome back, Americana listeners. We are back with a brand new episode for you. Good evening, Wilkes.
Good evening, Ben.
So the topic that we chose for today is one that I was kind of a part of only because I was recently interviewed for a position, and it was a position within the company that I work in currently. Mm-hmm. And I was interviewed by some managers that I'm already, like, I have a work relationship with them, and mm-hmm. I know them, they know me. And one of the questions was, how do you think you can manage understanding that you have friendships here, understanding that you have made friends with the people that you work with since I've been there at that point for about a year and a half? How can you manage if you have to be that person's direct supervisor and you have to reprimand them, or you have to, you know, be a manager in that moment? How can you separate those two? Mm-hmm. And that was a really interesting question. I found myself kind of talking around it a little bit because, yeah, I didn't have a good answer. And my only thing I could say was, well, I know how to separate my personal life with my work life. I do have, you know, friends from work that I do spend time with outside of work, but I'm mature enough, and I know that they're mature enough for us to be able to understand when work is work and when friendship is friendship. Mm-hmm. And they're like, okay, cool, and we moved on. But I was really curious about that question, and I wondered, has anyone had to have that kind of, I'm sure everyone has, people have, mm-hmm. but how can you handle that kind of an experience? You're suddenly no longer a part of us, now you're one of them, you know, like, imagine a group of, like, five friends, and one person gets promoted, and now that one friend is over the other four. Like, how does that happen, or how do you handle that?
That's true, because there's a lot of things that go into that, actually. Like, how do you become assertive, right? Because then if your friends will probably think, oh, then we could just go to Benzie, and she'll give us a day off, because she's our friend. And so, obviously, you're not going to start giving everyone days off. Mm-hmm. And so, it's like an episode of Bob's Burgers. Do you watch that?
No, I don't. Oh, I know, God. You guys do, though.
We're obsessed with Bob's Burgers. But, like, Linda, the mom, she goes to work at a supermarket. And, like, everyone's super friendly. It's like a mock of Trader Joe's. Like, they're all, like, organic or whatever. And so, So, like, little by little, like, she gradually, like, moves up the chain and, like, suddenly is, like, the manager after, like, 2 days. And so, everybody comes to her and they're like, Linda, oh, my God. Oh, my son is sick. Can I just go? And she's like, oh, sure. And then another person's like, I just don't want to be here today. Can I just call out? And she's like, what department are you in? I'll cover it. Mm-hmm. So, like, literally she gives everyone the day off on the same day. Mm-hmm. And so it's her running the supermarket alone.
By herself.
Yeah, but it's like she doesn't know how to say no to anyone. And so I can see, you know, and they would be like, oh, come on, you're not going to not give us a date. You know, like they almost guilted her. Yeah, and so I think of that.
Yeah, because that's a bit of a struggle. Like, I can imagine, like, a friend of mine, like Sally, coming mm-hmm. up and saying, oh, you know, hey, my son or my kid, or hey, you know, my car or something happened. And you want to be fair, and you're like, yeah, just because you're my friend, I'm not going to do the opposite and be, you know, super hard with you.
Yeah.
Just to show everyone how much of a non-partial person I am. Right. I want to be fair to them. But you also don't want to ruin the friendship and be, I don't know, like, you don't want to say no because you're afraid that they're going to be like, oh, this person suddenly thinks she's above me.
Yeah.
And you also don't want to be so lenient that you start getting criticized.
And then everybody's like, oh, of course she's going to be nice to Sally. That's mm-hmm. her best friend.
So then is there, like, already an inherent judgment the moment? Like, are you already, like, you're not free from the microscope at that point? Like, someone's always going to have something to say?
I mean, that's if you're really, because I think there's different types of people that go to work, like, you can go to work and have your head down and do what you went for and, like, be friends with people because you're not going to be antisocial. Mm-hmm. But kind of just leave it as work buddies, mm-hmm. right? Like, oh, hi, and not really know each other's lives mm-hmm. outside of work. Mm-hmm. Or you could be the person that's, like, wants to cultivate, like, real friendships and have, like, happy hour on Fridays with your coworkers mm-hmm. and know each other's business. And I think you always have to have, like, a clear boundary and know, like, we're work friends, which is different from friends. Mm-hmm. So So I think when you're just casual friends, it's easy to go from being friends to being the boss. But if you're like really close friends, I think it's a little harder to go from happy hour to being like upset if they come to work hungover the next day. You know what I mean? Because yeah. You're managing them now.
Well, I mean, I guess it's weird. Like, there's even within that distinction, there are still different degrees. Mm-hmm. Like, I have best friends, and none of them work with me. So if somebody were to ask me who my best friends were, I would name people, and they're not my coworkers. Mm-hmm. But even among my coworkers, I have people who I'm very close to and who I do trust with personal things. Mm-hmm. And we do hang out outside of work from time to time, occasionally. Yeah. A lot of it actually comes because of this particular friend's personality. They are just like an organizer of events, and they're like, hey, we're going to go grab brunch. Do you want to join us that day? Or, hey, after work, we're going to go do this. And that's that person's personality, and I don't think if that person was so proactive in doing it, I don't know if we would have hung out outside of work.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't consider this person one of my best all-time friends.
True.
So it's kind of like a weird balance, because of all my work friends, this is probably my closest, but I've never been placed in a position where I had to, like, manage her. I think there have been times when someone might approach me and ask me to tell, not necessarily this friend, but anyone, mm-hmm. hey, since you know them, how about, you know, you can kind of tell them A, B, and C. Mm. And I'm like, dang, that's such a weird, like, I'm not above them in any way. Yeah. So,
like, and it's kind of unfair to use, like, oh, you're friends with them, so maybe it'll soften the blow.
I was like, no, you're just trying to pawn hard work.
Yeah, how about you do it and, you know, keep me out of it? Yeah. Because, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Do you think there are more pros than cons, or more cons than pros in having friendships at work?
I mean,
like, off the top of your head, would that be something that you would seek, or would that be something you avoid, or does it depend on the industry?
I think it depends on the industry. Okay. I think if you're in a work environment that thrives upon, like, competition, mm-hmm. I think it's very hard to find true friends in that kind of environment. But if you're in a work environment, like, that's very friendly and I don't know, it's not so much pressure, mm-hmm. I think it's easier to get along, and I think you guys can become friends. But I think, like, I think both of us were in very different fields, mm-hmm. and I think I'm in the very competitive where it's, like, it's hard to find a good friend. Like, I don't feel comfortable trash-talking my boss with a coworker because it could come back and bite me in the eye, mm-hmm. and, you know, in the butt later on. Sorry.
So modest.
It could come back and bite me later on, whereas I think you could probably on the low talk a little bit. And, like, just kind of vent a little bit and not be afraid of it having repercussions on the line.
I mean, I think it's dangerous regardless, because we all work in such close proximity mm-hmm. with one another that if I did feel like I had to express a frustration about something, even still, I would be cautious. And, you know, yeah. everyone's going to say, like, you're going to have a day when you had a rough, you know, a rough interaction with a client or a rough mm-hmm. interaction with a coworker. And you just have to be cautious who you're speaking with, because you yeah. do not know, not necessarily with bad intentions, but this person could just let something slip.
And, yeah, you don't know, right. You know.
And so, again, we're in such close proximity. And if I'm being fully honest, I mean, for instance, this week I worked 10-hour days. And I was home only while I was asleep, and maybe 3 hours after I got home. And so
you spend the majority of time.
Most of my waking hours are at work. Mm-hmm. So I'm spending a lot of time with these people. It is inevitable that I'm going to build some sort of a relationship with them.
Sure.
But still being cautious, because I'm like, I still want to have a job at the end of this week.
Well, okay, so this has been platonic, right? Okay. So what about people who develop, like, relationships at work?
Oof.
Romantic ones.
I think they already carry a bad connotation. And I was reading about this, and I don't know if you'll agree or not, Wilkes, but they were saying typically the assumption is that if there is a romantic work relationship, the man does it out of love or attraction, the woman does it as a way of getting ahead. And I think that just comes down to the bad rap that women get. You know, they're always the ones to get blamed during an affair. Yeah. They get blamed. People are angry at the girl if they develop a work relationship, whether it's a lateral relationship mm-hmm. or a relationship with someone who's above them. So I think it's dangerous. I think it's more common now.
I think that I don't know if I would say a guy would do it for love.
No, love is a strong word, but I think attraction. They don't do it necessarily to get ahead.
Yeah.
Because I feel like...
But then it is a double standard, because let's say, what if the female was the boss? Right?
Mm-hmm.
And they are going a little bit above their... Dating the above their... Mm-hmm. Okay. It is a double standard with the whole women thing, but... I think the office relationships can develop like a different kind of gossip between other coworkers, right? Like mm-hmm. they'll think, "Oh, look at Sally sucking up to Joe
mm-hmm.
because she wants to get a raise or something," right? Or yeah. there's a new job. Like that's what everybody would assume.
Mm-hmm.
And who knows? They're probably in love.
Yeah, I actually was reading really randomly before I even thought about this topic. I was reading like a Tumblr post or something, and it was this girl who was saying, I met this guy at work mm-hmm. and he liked me a lot and he knew we couldn't date, so he quit his job.
Oh, wow.
And now we've been married for 4 years and we're pregnant. And I was like, whoa, I mean, that was a drastic move and mm-hmm. it worked out for the both of them, but it doesn't always happen that, you know, that smoothly.
I think a work relationship is like, you'll at least have that in common, right? Like you could come home and vent to each other about your days, and it'd be like something where it can be something that you shared, right? Like you could just be yeah. like, "Oh, Chris was such a jerk today. I know, right?" Mm-hmm. And it'd be like having your friend and your partner.
Mm-hmm.
So it'd be cool.
So then that kind of brings up the question of the work wife and work husband.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so let's say that you are in a relationship with someone who doesn't work with you, and, you know, now this person has a work husband. Let's say that you're the girl and your actual boyfriend or husband has a work wife. Oh, man, me and Sally, we had lunch today and blah, blah, blah. And then this Sally girl has more... First of all, spends more time with your husband than you do.
Yeah.
Second of all, probably knows certain things about your husband that you don't.
Or probably knows stuff about your relationship because...
He confided in her.
Yeah.
I'm reminded of that movie. Is it Love and Basketball? No, Love and... Not Love and Basketball. That's a TV show. It's,
Yeah, Love and Basketball.
Is it Love and Basketball? Mm-hmm. I know that there's a TV show that's like that. But it was a movie and it was like the guy whose best friend... You know, was a girl since they were kids, and then he married, and then slowly he started realizing he really missed his best friend, and that was, like, his confidant.
Mm-hmm.
And so I feel like that can be dangerous, too. Because yeah. you start wondering, like...
Oh, it's Brown Sugar.
I don't think it's Brown Sugar.
Brown Sugar is a Sanaa Lathan.
I don't know.
He's getting married, but then they get a divorce because she... I don't know. But I get what you mean. Like, I don't believe in the work wife, work husband thing.
Do you say it from a perspective of somebody who is a wife?
As a wife to Leo, yes.
You think better not have no work wife.
Yeah, like, I would really be... I mean, I trust him with all my heart, but I just wouldn't trust someone I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And so, if he would come home and be like, oh, me and
Sally. Poor Sally.
Poor Sally. Sorry, Sally. If anyone is named Sally and is a listener, sorry. Sally and I went to lunch. Sally and I, have to work late on this meeting. Like, it would just be weird.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, like, I would know nothing was going on, but it would still be like, why do you have to go out to lunch with Sally when you come and go to lunch with me or something, right?
Because you're busy.
I'm your real wife, okay? No, so. But...
You know, thinking back, like, I had my really close guy friends at other jobs,
mm-hmm.
and we were really cool with one another. They'd come visit me at my office, and they'd just sit there, and we'd talk for hours and hours on end. And if we saw something funny, I would text it to him, he would text it to me. We sometimes would go out and have lunch together, but it was really few and far between.
Yeah.
And we were always very clear on our intentions with one another, and... I always made it a point that I was like, if his girlfriend or wife has mm-hmm. access to his phone at any time, my assumption was that mm-hmm. she could just open up his phone at any point. And I was like, if she were to ever come across our message stream, I don't want there to ever be anything that would make her question our friendship.
Right.
You know, so I was always very careful in the event that I ever had to text someone, that it was always, hey, dude, or like very platonic, funny
right.
versus trying to be romantic. But you can try all you can in respect of the other person if that person happens to be in a relationship. But I just feel like it's so dangerous at work because people are so...
And a lot of people, things don't always, you know, appear what they are, right? So someone, you can just be really, have a work husband or whatever, and other people would be like, oh, Sally and Joe are definitely really close to each other, and isn't Joe married?
Mm-hmm.
And they're always going out, like, it can easily become a scandal.
Oh, absolutely.
And it could be completely platonic, you know, and I think...
But even
things
then,
like that, it would just be kind of like, don't, I would never want to be water cooler gossip, you know? So I think, I don't know.
Some people would be like, don't be so hateful or mind your own business, you know, why can't you trust that these people are just good friends and get along? But I was talking about this actual topic with a friend of mine who he himself has experienced that. At his other jobs or whatever, and he was like, you know, I would be offended that people think I would cheat on my girlfriend so easily.
Yeah.
And we were talking very in general. We were saying, of course two friends are attracted to one another, not necessarily physically attracted, but there has to be chemistry there because otherwise you wouldn't be friends. So you probably want... You know, if one of them is single, you probably want to meet someone who you have that much of a connection with, you know, and so you love spending time with them. But, you know, he was trying to make the argument like it's so stupid, why would people think that? But then it's also like, well, the responsibility falls on you because you know that that's where people's minds go. And you can't control their thoughts, but you can control your actions.
Right.
You know, so it's like if you know that you're, this is where you work, you want to grow, and this is something that's like not accepted or it's very frowned upon, then be cautious.
Definitely.
So, I don't know. Now, would you say that women or men get like a worse reputation or are more prone to pursuing it? Or?
Oh, I think women always just get a bad reputation. We're always like the worst. We're the homewrecker. Mm-hmm. We're the one who wants to, you know, move up the ladder. And so, man, they probably think, oh, Joe got the boss? Oh, my goodness. It's because he's so handsome or whatever. They won't ever think, like, oh, he definitely wants to be partner or something. Whatever, you know, or get a promotion. So I think girls always get the bad rep in that regard, which is obviously wrong.
Yes.
And
but then you do have some girls who really do that.
And then there's guys that do it for love, and there's guys who want to get promoted too.
Yeah. I mean, so. I feel like both sides have their outliers and their bad apples. Like, you have those girls who are looking for an easy way up, and you always see those jokes on television and on movies like, oh man, who did you have to sleep with to get here? And you're like, oh, Joe from accounting or something, you know? And so the girl always gets the bad rap because it's kind of been embedded in us.
Yeah.
But also the guys also have, not a bad rap, but... Some can have probably a reputation of wielding their power a certain way.
Yeah.
Kind of like a tit for tat, which is like, oh, well, if you know what you have to do if you want to get here, you know? So there's always those negative connotations that either the guy's, you know, using his position to get a girl ahead or vice versa. The girl is using his position to get herself ahead. So I don't know. I think it's dangerous territory. I don't think it's impossible to navigate. I think it's healthy in some regard.
Yeah, I think it's healthy to have someone to be able to, I don't know, just vent to and have them understand what you're talking about because they were there during the day too.
Yeah. I mean, if you're spending 10 hours of your day at this one place, sitting at this one desk, you are bound to make friends with someone.
Sure.
Now, the question becomes, had it not been... for this position, for this job that you're in, would you
be friends?
Yeah, would you be friends? Or would you even be in a relationship with this person? Your circles would never have met. You guys are of different, maybe even age ranges, you know?
Yeah.
So imagine two aspects, like a work relationship where the guy's 50 and the girl's, you know, 25. It's like you guys would never have met had it not been for work.
Right.
You know, what's going to happen when you leave that job? Are you still going to have anything in common? So
that's true too.
Yeah, so even those work friendships, sometimes you find some rare gems that you're like, we met at work and we became best friends for life.
Yeah, that's true too. You know, my sister, she has plenty of work friends that they're you know, still friends, and mm-hmm. they've been bridesmaids in each other's weddings, and, you know, mm-hmm. they've managed to stick through it like that. So it can work sometimes. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're both going in with the right intention and actually cultivating a friendship. Mm-hmm. And you'll have, the good thing about having a work friend is just still help you get through the day.
Yeah.
And you won't be so bored.
Yeah. We crave community just as humans. We are spending more time at work nowadays than outside of work, because now it's much more common to have full-time jobs mm-hmm. versus part-time. Women are in the workforce. I actually am recalling a conversation that we had, just the cousins, about a year ago. Mm-hmm. Where we were saying, like, sometimes that's why there's, like, a first wives club. Or that's why a lot of time, I think it was after we watched The Wolf of Wall Street. I don't know what it was. But it was like the housewife kind of thing, where the working husband sometimes has nothing else to relate about with his, it was a Mad Men thing.
Oh,
it was
okay,
a Mad Men
thing.
How he, obviously, you know, Don Draper, he was just like a player, and he mm-hmm. was with all a bunch of women while he was married. But we made, not necessarily the argument, but we kind of positioned the storyline in such a way that it was like he has nothing to talk about with his wife anymore, because you know, like, she's just worried about the kids, and you know Billy did this funny thing, and mm-hmm. Sally did that, and then he's thinking to himself, oh, like, she doesn't have drive like this girl that I know at work,
right?
Or she doesn't know what my date was like, but this person does, and so I can go have drinks with this girl and not her, because mm-hmm. she doesn't get it. So I wonder if there's any truth to any of that.
I think maybe back then, sure.
Yeah. Nowadays, I feel like husbands are trying very hard to be more involved in the home. Mm-hmm. Women are not being forced to stay at home, so even a part-time job is more, you know, accepted or whatnot. But
that's true, too. So you both have something to talk about.
Yeah, there's, like, they're
other
finding middle
the
ground.
Kids and the kids. House and cleaning and the dog or whatever, you know.
Yeah, and I'm thinking about even you, now that you guys are going to be new parents, mm-hmm. you know, I'm sure that you're going to want to spend time with your baby, but you're still going to have your career.
Yeah.
You know.
And so. And you still crave, I don't know, adult conversation, too. Mm-hmm. And so I know for, like, the first 3 months, I'm just going to have, it's just going to be me and the baby, and mm-hmm. I'm probably going
to
be, like,
you need
baby
to sit
talking.
Leo and talk to me.
Yeah, I'm probably going to baby talk Leo when he gets home from work or something, because I'd be so used to
company.
Baby. Yeah, I'd be so used to, like, talking, like, oh, my goodness, like that.
Yeah, with little Wilkes,
so,
or little Leo.
And so, it's true. I think maneuvering through a work relationship, platonic or romantic, is very, you just have to be very cautious, because if you have to do it on the secretly, if it's romantic, just because, I don't know, your jobs can be implicated, or, mm-hmm. You know, it's frowned upon in the company, or, like, that one article you read that they had to, like, leave the job because mm-hmm. it was like that.
Sometimes
that kind of way, like, most movies show it, like, oh, the secret part is what makes people really excited about it, and so maybe they're just in for it for the thrill.
Yeah. Do you think, I mean, some people would say if they can't know, then just don't tell them and keep it secret, if you guys are both wise enough to do that properly. Mm-hmm. But then I'm like, if you have to keep it secret, is it even worth
it? Is it worth it? Or, mm-hmm. you know, what are you going to have to sacrifice at one point?
Yeah, like at one point, if you want to be together.
You have to leave. One of you has to leave, or, mm-hmm. or just make it public and just be like, hey, deal with it. Or then I guess we'll deal with the consequences or whatever. But if it's platonic, it's also got to be very cautious, because if one of you is in a relationship and the other isn't, you have to really not feel like you're leading on anyone, or you don't want to hurt anyone's feelings. You don't want to get too close. This is if it's, like, the opposite
gender.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think there's, I mean, unless that person happens to be attracted to someone of the same gender.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I'm just thinking of, like, things that I have seen in certain work environments where, yeah, this person can be leading the other one on, mm-hmm. but also the other person can start catching feelings, and
yeah.
it gets really dangerous and murky.
Yeah, so,
you know, so
sometimes it's really good to, if you're going to have a friendship, I think my advice would just be really keeping a distance and, like, setting boundaries, and that would be what I think would be the most important.
Yeah. Boundary setting.
Yeah, boundary setting, and, you know, just keep it what it is. It's a friendship. Or if you want to have it outside of work, too, then involve your significant others and make it a whole thing. Because who knows? Like, with Leo, I've met some of his coworkers, and we all go out, you know, they're in relationships, so we all, like, double date, triple date,
mm-hmm.
and it's fun, you mm-hmm. know? So that can be, too. Don't miss out on really good friendships because you're scared of getting too close to people you work with, because that can be a good thing, too.
Mm-hmm. So would you say that's your dumb moment, boundaries?
Yeah, I think boundaries would be my dumb moment. Just really set them and stick to them,
mm-hmm.
and kind of know what you guys are. If it's just going to be at work and you're just going to be work friends, mm-hmm. or you're going to exchange phone numbers and be able to vent, or you're going to be able to count on this person to say, like, hey, I'm going to be late, or I can't work, can you cover my shit, or something like that. Mm-hmm. Like, could be a mutual friendship.
I would probably say my dumb moment is know that a work environment is already so ripe with gossip because of the nature of it. I mean, it's ripe with everything.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great breeding ground for friendships. Mm-hmm. It can be a breeding ground for relationships, and it can be a breeding ground for a lot of gossip and discord because
yeah.
it's so many different personalities coming together who probably otherwise would not have come together in
right.
some industries that are not very specific to a type of person.
Yeah.
For instance, your industry is probably very specific to a type of person, whereas
mm-hmm.
mine is not, you know? Know that that's so ripe for gossip. So, like I had said earlier, you cannot control people's opinions, but you already know where their minds are going to go.
Mm-hmm.
So it falls on you to really determine, is this worth the effort? And what can I do to avoid my name being dragged through the mud?
Yeah.
Or analyze, like, what am I really trying to do with this position? And is this going to help it or hurt it?
Right.
You know, like you said just a little bit ago, of course it's healthy and it's nice to have friends at work because
mm-hmm.
it's always nice to come in and see your friends and have a good time.
Yeah.
But just know to keep those lines of communication open. Be honest with yourself and one another.
Mm-hmm.
And don't jeopardize a good career.
Yeah, just to have... I mean,
oh,
I don't know.
I don't
yeah.
know, because I think the romantic in me
sounds,
is like...
It sounds mean, right? Don't worry about having friends. Just climb to the top.
No.
But it's like, have friends.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're not going to not talk to anybody and just sit at your desk.
That's
all
even
day.
Worse.
That's
because
a word. Don't be antisocial.
Yeah, at one point, they're going to, even if you do want to apply for a position, they're going
like,
to say,
no, that person doesn't talk to anybody.
No, that person's awful. No one likes them.
Yeah.
You know, so that's also
so
important.
You definitely don't want to be standoffish, but you definitely don't want to be too, like, clingy.
You don't want to be clingy, and you don't want to be so friendly with everyone that now those who are in a hiring committee mistrust your judgment.
Yeah.
Or mistrust your ability to lead because they know that you can't separate.
Right, or you can't be stern because
mm-hmm.
you just looked as
or you're like
being
the,
too friendly.
You're like the office party person who's
mm-hmm.
always, oh, we're going to go get wasted or something.
Happy hour. No.
So, I've seen it both in many jobs that I've had. I haven't had, like, tons. I've had, like, four. But, like... In all the jobs that I've had, you always see those two people. The one person who is just, you know, the party planner.
Yeah.
The one who's everyone's best friend. And then you have the other one who you're so staunch that you're just like, if this person even comes talks to me, it's a miracle.
Yeah, that's true.
So
yeah,
I would say that'd be my dumb moment is just know your environment and understand that you can always be a target and just be
mm-hmm.
cautious and watchful.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank you guys so much for tuning in. We will be back next week. If you have had any experiences at your job that relate to this topic, if you have been the participant in a work relation, a romantic relationship that went well or one that went not very well at all, we would love to hear it. We can do a segment in the next episode if we hear from you guys.
Definitely.
About some really cool, funny, or interesting stories. So don't forget to hit us up.
On our email,
which is
Demericana@gmail.com.
Demericana podcast@gmail.com.
Pregnancy brain.
Oh my goodness.
You
can't keep blaming little.
Our Twitter and our Instagram at Demericana. And we'll make sure we'll put a lot of pictures of our vacation.
Yes. I love the islands and tropical vacations because they lend themselves to wonderful ocean pictures. Yeah. So just stay tuned on our Instagram.
Sunrises and stuff. So we'll keep you guys, we'll bring you along with us to the Bahamas.
Yay! So we'll be back with a new episode, probably mentioning our trip and all the shenanigans we get into.
Yes, I'm be completely sober, so I'll have all the good stories.
You're gonna babysit all of us. Oh man, we're gonna have so much fun and we can't wait to tell you guys all about it. So hit us up, follow us so that you guys don't miss a beat. Thanks so much.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.